Howdy, and welcome to Bob the Lector. I'm Bob. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire Catholic lectors to bring their proclamation of God's Word to life. This episode is for the first reading of Christmas Day, Year A. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of them who bring glad tidings, announcing peace, bearing good news, announcing salvation, and saying to Zion, your God is King. Hark, your sentinels raise a cry. Together they shout for joy, for they see directly before their eyes the Lord restoring Zion. Break out together in song, O ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord comforts his people. He redeems Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm in the sight of all the nations. All the ends of the earth will behold the salvation of our God. The word of the Lord. Woohoo! We made it. Finally, it's Christmas Day. Isaiah has been our faithful Advent Sherpa, accompanying and guiding us through this four-week journey. And today, he delivers the goods. I must confess that for this one, I'm eating my own cooking. Maybe just like you, I'm assigned to do the first reading this Christmas Day. We're in this together. So, let's get to it, shall we? I always start my own lector practice with preparation, which is not the external proclamation, but the internal discernment of the message. What is God saying to us? What is the point of this reading? What is the meaning of this reading? Because if it doesn't mean anything to us, how can we as lectors make it mean anything to the congregation before us? From a historical perspective, Isaiah is addressing the Jewish people during their Babylonian captivity. They are sad and depressed, emotions many people in our pews are feeling during our present tumultuous times. Isaiah paints a picture of hope, of returning to the promised land, crossing the mountains around Jerusalem, and coming home. Picture those in your congregation that are downhearted, for whatever reason, and announce peace, good news, salvation, joy, song, comfort, all of which are contained in this passage. What lessons do you get from this reading? Now let's talk about practice and delivery. Isaiah has a funny way of announcing good news. He doesn't focus on the good news itself. He focuses on the feet of the person crossing the mountains, bringing this good news. I can't help but think about the hills and mountains around the old city of Jerusalem, with a messenger bounding across them, heralding this message. How beautiful upon the mountain are the feet of them who bring glad tidings. Emphasize beautiful and glad tidings. Smile broadly, and your voice should echo with joy. Isaiah continues, announcing peace, bearing good news, announcing salvation, and saying to Zion. Emphasize the verbs in each of those four lines with high energy and a cadence to highlight their parallel construction. Then proclaim loudly, your God is King. Emphasize the words, your God, as if you're pointing to the congregation. It's not somebody else's God. It's your God who is King this Christmas Day. Add a tremble to the back of your throat, if you can do so authentically, to punctuate your excitement. Hark! Your sentinels raise a cry. Together, they shout for joy. Again, this is a proclamation, so say it with appropriate power and authority. Use a tone of voice as if you're speaking directly to the congregation, mirroring your God with your sentinels. Say, raise a cry and shout for joy, energetically, and of course, joyfully, using a cadence to highlight their parallelism. Continue smiling and announce, for they see directly, before their eyes. Emphasize see directly and before their eyes. This is not hearsay. This is something they are witnessing themselves, a first-hand account. Project the immediacy and power of the experience of the Lord restoring Zion, spoken with energy and joy. In 587 BC, King Nebuchadnezzar II destroy Jerusalem and burn Solomon's temple. So now Isaiah is rousing that very rubble and debris of the destroyed city. Break out together in song, O ruins of Jerusalem. Again, speak these words with joy and energy. Then we shift our tone to tender intimacy, for the Lord comforts his people. He redeems Jerusalem. Speak softly and warmly, emphasizing comforts and redeems. Use eye contact for the first line, so you're looking at your congregation, many of whom need to be comforted. So deliver this message specifically to them. Add a tremble to your voice, if you can do so authentically, for added emotion. Then we return to a tone of power and authority. The Lord has bared his holy arm in the sight of all the nations. All the ends of the earth will behold the salvation of our God. Just imagine the Lord flexing his bicep before the nations, daring anyone to even look wrongly at his beloved people. The entire planet will witness this deliverance, which is made manifest today with the birth of Jesus coming to save us as a babe in swaddling clothes. We say goodbye to Isaiah for now, but we'll see him again very soon at the Feast of the Epiphany. Have a blessed Christmas. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. My hope is these ideas will help you find your authentic voice, so your proclamation of God's Word will transform your listeners, whether they're in pain and broken or just going through the motions. Because the good news deserves great delivery. Visit us on the web at bobthelector.org, and we'll see you at the Ambo.